This chazor zeichen nish b'chetz shvaga b'mam Yehuda mitzetes k'subas daf ayin hey. The Mishnah said kol mumen shepoyslan v'chulu. A brisa adds additional mumen for a woman would be a woman who sweats a lot or who has a mole or who has bad breath. In fact, our Mishnah seems to say that bad breath would pass the kohen as well. Rabbi Yosi, the son of Chanina, says the brisa is referring to bad smells that come from time to time, whereas the Mishnah is discussing smells that are constant. Rabashi says the brisa is talking about less offensive smells in the Mishnah. That's the difference. Still, it's considered a mum for a woman because she's constantly with her husband and can't mask these smells at all times. Whereas for a kohen, it's not as big of a problem. Furthermore, what's the case of the mole mentioned in the brisa? If it's large or has hair growing from it, even a kohen would become possible from it. If it's small, it shouldn't be considered a mum even for a woman. Rabbi Yosi, the son of Chanina, says, and Rav Papa explained, it's a small mole that is somewhere on her forehead and that's sometimes visible. Therefore, it's considered a mum for the woman, but it wouldn't be considered a mum for a kohen. Chizkiya said, the other forms of a mum for a woman can be a scar from a dog bite, or even a deep voice can be considered a mum for a woman as well. The Gemara says, Rabbi Nosson Bira taught a brisa that a deformed chest is considered to be a mum. Another brisa says a similar idea from Rabbi Nosson. Zok the Mishnah. If a mum was found on a girl after the erusin but before the nesuin, the father has to bring proof that the mum happened after the erusin and therefore does not detract from the validity of the erusin. If a mum was discovered after the nesuin and the husband wants to claim that the marriage was therefore an error, he has to prove that the mum was present before the erusin. This is the view of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chum say that this is only true for a mum on an unexposed part of the body. When the mum is on an exposed part of the body, the husband can't even claim to have made the error. Even more so, if there's a bathhouse in the city, he can't even make a claim for error even for a mum on an unexposed part of the body, because he has surely sent his relatives to the bathhouse to check to see if when this girl is there, to see if she has any mum. Frek Digamar, the Mishnah seems to say that if the father doesn't bring proof, the husband would be believed. Now, this follows Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we don't follow her chazaka and allow her to take the money that's in his possession. However, the Mishnah then suggests that once she is married, if the husband doesn't bring proof, then he would be liable for the ksuba, which would seem to follow Rabbi Gamaliel, who says that we do follow her chazaka. Rabbi Elazar says the two parts of the Mishnah were clearly taught by different Tanoim. Rava explains, don't say that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't follow a chazaka of the body at all. It's only when the chazaka is opposed by a chazaka of the money that he says that we don't follow the chazaka of the body. Rava says, the entire Mishnah may be following Rabbi Gamaliel. When the mum is found in her father's house, we make an assumption that since it was found there, that's where it came about. This weakens the position of the father. In the second case, where the mum is discovered in the husband's house, we again assume that since it was found there, that's probably where it came about, and that weakens the position of the husband. Abaye asks, if that's true, why does our Mishnah say that the husband must prove that the mum existed before the erusin? Why isn't it enough for him to prove that it existed while she still lived in the father's house? And based on that assumption, we should say that it existed at the time of the kedushin. So Rava says, no, because the reason is, if all he proves is that it existed after the erusin, we have another assumption that a person would not purchase something, meaning get married, unless he had first checked out what he was buying. We therefore assume he knew about the mum and must have accepted it. If so, then we should make this assumption even if the mum existed before the erusin as well. Rather, it must be that we say that people are never accepting of mum. If so, why do we say that he is? And for the Gemara, if he can only show that the mum existed after the kedushin, we have two chazakas at play. A chazaka that someone only purchases something that he checked out, and a chazaka of her body that the mum was not present before the kedushin. These two chazakas win out over the one chazaka that a person is not accepting of mum. However, if he can prove that the mum was in existence before the kedushin, there's no chazaka of her body. Therefore, we have one chazaka against one chazaka. In a case like this, we'll say that the money should stay where it is, meaning in the husband's hands.